I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast, racing to locate debris that might be from Flight 370. Let's get started. It is 8 in the morning in Western Australia, where, as we speak, all eyes are on the Royal Australian Air Force Base just outside Perth. That is where, right this minute, we believe two Lockheed P-3 Orion aircraft, much like this one, are now airborne. The planes, designed during the Cold War to detect enemy subs and hostile ships, now with a very different mission indeed. To find the debris, a satellite spotted more than 1,500 miles at sea, get a better look at it, see if there's more of it, and to try to determine whether it came from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Still not clear. Again, as we speak, those P-3 Orions and other ships and aircraft are racing to the area, racing for answers, racing through some pretty nasty weather, racing against deadlines driven by everything from shifting ocean currents and approaching storm systems to the remaining juice in the batteries of the Boeing 777's data recorders. And we are also learning a lot of new information tonight about what got investigators so interested in this particular debris and why tonight some analysts now have greater confidence that this time, after so many false leads, this could be the real thing. First, let's go to Kyung Lai at Royal Australian Air Base Pierce in Bullsbrook, Australia. So what is the latest right now? Do we know how the search efforts are going so far, Kim?
Well, the very latest that we heard, Anderson, from Australian military officials who prefer not to be named because they are not authorized to speak to the media, is that a short time ago we have heard that indeed two of the planes are up in the air. They are racing to that search area right now. There are two more that are scheduled to leave from this airbase later today. We don't know exactly when they are going to leave. We can't hear them from this entrance, but they leave from the center of the airbase. They head out to the ocean. It takes 4 to 5 hours to get to this remote area. They circle there for 2 hours, and then they have to make the long trip back. So what does this search area look like, a remote part of the world? Here's what one local aviation expert told us.
This is one of the most difficult places in the world to find anything. The sea state, you're talking 40, 50-foot swells. You're talking 3 miles deep. This is as bad as it gets.
And that's where they think it is. This is the area that is the size of New Mexico that they have to scope over. And Anderson, they are racing against time to try to get this information to hundreds of family members around the world. Anderson?
Is there any sort of timetable for announcements or how announcements are going to be made? I mean, obviously, we can't tell how soon we're going to know what this debris is. The information would probably be fed, I guess, through Australian government channels first.
Yeah, they've been very guarded about what the timetable is going to be as far as releasing this media to the media and to the public. We know that it's going to take a while to find out where this debris is. They've got to locate it. Then they've got to retrieve it. All of this is going to take days, maybe even longer. They've got to bring it back. They've got to analyze it. They've got to be sure. And then they have to tell the families and the government. So put all that together, it's going to take a while, Anderson.
And Kim, last night, and we were on the air till I think 3 a.m., early this morning, and the Australians last night at a press conference had said that they were going to redirect commercial satellites over the area to try to get more images. Obviously, the images we're seeing are the ones that were first released. Have those satellites gotten any new images? Have they made any more announcements about that?
Yeah, we haven't heard any announcements about that particular request about getting the satellites there. The only thing we've heard is that the Australians have also asked commercial sea vessels in that area to storm to that area, and some have responded. There are a number that are heading that way. A Norwegian vessel is at sea and did work throughout the night using binoculars and lights to look at the water, Anderson.
All right.